Today on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, we finally answer the question, who was the better frontman lead singer for Van Halen, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth? Want to know for sure? Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Sitting with me tonight in the co-pilot's chair, as always, is the lovely, the talented, the highly controversial Miss Lily V6.
What's up?
What's up, girl? What are you doing?
Today?
Yeah, what are you doing today? Well, you said you were sleeping before you got here.
Yeah, I was.
Why are you sleeping?
Because I needed a nap. I'm old now.
Yeah, you're all of, what, 28?
Yeah, that's it. I went to work, and then I came here. That's what I did. And I actually didn't do anything over the weekend. Tried to do anything for Easter.
What?
Nope. I don't do those things. None of that.
Wow, that's just crazy. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Check back often. All the usual stuff is there. Interviews and podcasts and guitar podcasts and rock and rants and... I got a lot of stuff, man. I got a lot of stuff on my mind I want to share with you guys soon. So there'll be more coming up this week. I do them every week, so you can check it out at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. And we're in all the places. We're on Spotify. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, all the Apple Music. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's Apple Music. All the cool places like that. You can check everything out there. As well as our just wonderful... partners at Rock Rage Radio. If you love great guitar-driven rock, rockrageradio.com. Download the app and you can have it 24/7, right?
Yep.
You can have it till it's coming out your eyeballs. So anyways, guys, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Today we are talking about Sammy versus Dave. That is the big topic for... this week, and I was saying before we came on, we were joking around on the after show, and if you want to do the after show, I'll give you a link for that later. Last week I was threatening to do Nickelback versus Creed.
Well, did you guess my answer by the vomiting face? Because I gave my answer.
Yes. So, just for shits and giggles, I ran a post, and oh my god, you guys went out of your minds. I mean, some of the people were literally like, this like hurts my brain, like I can't handle this, you know, what am I supposed to say to this? We totally freaked you guys out with that. I love having fun, man. It's all in good fun. So, and if you love, and some of the people were like, well, wait a minute, like I actually know I kind of like Creed or I kind of like Nickelback. That's cool too. It was just a little bit of fun. Because we all know what the cliches are, you know, about Nickelback and Creed. And, you know, there's this whole list of... Maybe we should do a podcast, the 10 most hated bands of all time and why they're hated. Might be fun.
That would be delightful.
No.
No, and yes, I like doing that.
so that could be a fun show at some point. So, I was threatening to do that, but we didn't. And I was saying that would be like a, you know, that was kind of like a would you rather. You know, would you rather.
Yeah, that's right? A good game.
We went to, we drove all around Sunday trying to find a place to get breakfast that wasn't like packed right on Easter. And we went to the Denny's over there in Greentree.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was not packed at all. We sat down immediately, but we sat and waited for our food for like 4 hours. It was dead.
But you waited forever.
They signed up saying, please pardon us. There is no heat in our dining room. That's probably why there was like not a lot. And we got this lady waiting on us. God bless her. She had to be 80 if she was a day. And it took forever just to get water. I was like, what the heck? So here we were thinking like, oh, we got seats. This is going to be great. And we sat and waited. So I said, you know, to Sharon, I said, okay, would you rather get seated at the restaurant right away but have to wait to get service, or wait a long time but have awesome service? So we were playing a little bit of would you rather. So that's kind of like Nickelback versus Creed. Would you rather have to go to a Creed concert or rather have to go to a Nickelback concert?
Nickelback with all the alcohol. that's how I'm going to play that game.
Nickel Hall. How about that?
Because I can't stand Creed at all.
And you said you didn't go to any shows or anything?
Well, I went to the 69 Eyes on Thursday, but since then I have done nothing. Nothing. Although
okay?
That show
You're
was
not feeling well, or
there's
something
just
wrong?
Nothing. I mean,
there's
well,
nothing you really wanted to go. Do
I had a debit card issue happen on Thursday. I switched with somebody else by accident, but that's getting fixed. But so it's fine. There were shows to go to. Unfortunately, I could not go to them. However, Thursday's the last show I went to. It was at the Craft House. Like we said before, they have tons of shows happening and coming up, and I'm excited for all of them. But that one was pretty awesome. Apparently, 69 Eyes have not played in the U.S. in like 10 years.
Wow, so they did a good show?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Oh my God, I loved it.
What's 69 Eyes like? What's their big song?
They're like goth rock. I don't really know their big song because I don't know the names of their songs, but I do. Somebody talked me into going.
And it turned out to be awesome.
They started out with like the Lost Boys song.
Cry Little Sister.
Yeah, oh my God, it was
neat.
Like epic.
It was like epic.
And I was epic. Having such a good time until I lost my debit card.
Bummer.
I didn't find out till the next day.
Yeah, that kind of stuff can shut you down. Yeah, I went to I saw Pet Sematary Saturday night.
How did you like it? I heard some people didn't enjoy it.
If you're looking for like a real gory slasher kind of movie, no, that's not what it is.
That's not it.
No. I thought it was a good story. I really liked the fact that they did not try to remake
it.
Exactly. Okay. They took it in some new directions, which I thought was totally cool. And what's his name was fantastic in it. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
John Lithgow.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, well, he's creepy anyway.
He was fantastic in it. And the kids were good. It was a good film. But like I said, some people may not feel it was scary enough. So you know, everybody, we're so conditioned with like modern horror films, like there's a jump scare every 30 seconds. And if that isn't happening,
there's
you're like,
blood.
Yeah, or there's blood or something happening. And like this isn't like that. This is a story about this family. And there's some build up and stuff. And you have to just kind of like get into the atmosphere of the thing and just kind of go along with it. That's sort of my mini review of it. Some people are gonna like it, some people aren't.
I still wanna see it. I don't care.
I thought it was pretty good. In the original they did the cheesy baby doll effect with the kid, you know, that attacks the guy with the knife, you know.
Oh yeah.
And that effect hasn't really held up. Whereas the way they did things differently in this film. I don't wanna do any spoilers. And the way they did it like was just I don't know, I thought it was like it was more kind of realistic. Even though it's not a realistic story at all.
I got
it. It didn't take you out of the movie. That's the thing that like with a lot of these movies that are really gory, with me, like it takes me out of the movie. Cause I'm like, I'm thinking like, well, how did they do that effect? And I'm thinking too much about it. Like I'm like all of a sudden I'm like, and it's like, or I'm like grossed out. So, you know, it had the right amount for me. Keith probably will hate it. Somebody like Keith, if you love that, you need that really fierce, like in your face kind of stuff. You're probably not going to dig it.
Yeah, Lance didn't like it.
Yeah, you know, for somebody to like, you know, it's just what you like.
But he's seen like everything. I watched the trailer, and I'm more been interested in like the new Disney movies coming out as far as like the live action. I watched the Aladdin trailer today, and I am not interested at all in watching it. It looks too Bollywood. It looks like straight out of Bollywood.
It's like Bollywood.
It does. I'm sorry. And I hate Bollywood stuff. I think it's super boring. So I probably won't see that. I did like the Dumbo, though. I cried like a bitch.
Oh, so you did go see Dumbo.
I did see Dumbo.
And you said it was sad.
It was sad. But it was not as sad as the cartoon, if you could believe that.
Well, and how do you feel Tim Burton treated it?
I thought it was really good. He did change a little bit in it because obviously animals don't really talk, so he took that out of it.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Animals don't talk?
No. He took that out and added kids to talk for the animals.
Oh, the kids talk.
But it was, I really liked it. It was super cute and it was sad and dark as expected.
What's
and they even did the scene with the pink elephants. Like, a lot of people were like, how are they going to do the drunk scene with Dumbo? He wasn't really drunk, but it was cute.
I got you. All right. Well, we're going to come back, and I promise we're going to get into Van Halen. We digressed for a minute. I'm sorry, guys. We're breaking one of the podcast rules, and that is to, you know, if you have a podcast topic, you're supposed to get on the topic. So we're going to get on in a second, but you guys know we play music all the time. This is Aftershock, Forever in Metal on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Forever in Metal.
You are a special guy.
I know, I'm very special. Well, that's not stressful. Don't they have stressful like me?
Billy, you don't know shit about beer, so stop talking about
Billy,
beer.
Billy, you don't know shit about beer. Don't be a fool with your life. Okay, that was the band Aftershock with no... It's Aftershock, no C. Okay, so if you're searching for them. And Aftershock.com, no C. You got it, guys? You see what I'm talking
Sans
about?
Sans C.
Sans C. All right, so... What do you think? Let's talk about these two morons that tried to front Van Halen.
They tried. They tried to do it.
So why don't we go ahead? I'm sure Lily's all about the histories and the backgrounds and stuff. So let's get a little bit of history on Dave and Sam. Who are you going to start with?
We're going to start with Dave.
Dave.
David Lee Roth.
Diamond Dave.
American rock vocalist, songwriter, actor, author, and former radio personality. Best known for the original and current lead singer of rock band Van Halen. He was also a successful solo artist. He rejoined Van Halen in 2006 after 20 years apart, and they released the comeback album, A Different Kind of Truth. I don't know if you remember when that came out with the song Tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
In 2007, they were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he's also known as Diamond Dave. In 1974, Van Halen was Mammoth, became Van Halen, and Gene Simmons actually tried to recruit Roth for Kiss. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I knew that he had worked with David Lee Roth, he originally signed them, and then because Kiss got busy and was touring and stuff, he couldn't give them, so he let them out of their contract. Mm-hmm. I did know that. I did not know he wanted him actually in.
Yeah.
Kiss? What was he going to do in Kiss?
They didn't elaborate on it, but Gene tried to recruit him, but Gene did help them produce their first demo. Roth plays guitar and harmonica on Ice Cream Man, The Fool Bug, Could This Be Magic? As you know, I'm sure. 1978, the debut album came out, and they earned significant attention with that, and a total of six successful albums with Roth.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is David Lee Roth his real name?
I believe it is. Because they didn't show an extra name on there anywhere.
Okay. Are you familiar with the Van Halen biography by their former manager?
I know what it is. I've never read it.
We will come back to that later.
Sounds good.
So go ahead. So continue. I'm sorry.
He did his solo career, which he was very successful in doing that. He came up with very cheesy music videos, as I'm sure you remember, California Girls.
I'm just a gigolo.
And that. He worked with Steve Vai, Billy Sheehan, and Greg Bissonette. And he was to replace Howard Stern when he departed to go to Sirius. Roth lasted 4 months before it ended in a lawsuit. There was some sort of a rift between him and management, and he frequently complained about them. Then he returned in 2006, 2007 back to Van Halen for a 40-date arena show, which I went to. It was okay.
All right.
Now he has his own broadcast on YouTube and iTunes called The Roth Show. And he does what we do, talks about various rock topics and things of the like. And he also has skincare products called Ink the Original. It's for tattooed skin. So that's what Dave's doing.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting. he was Ted Templeman. You know, has gone on record saying that Dave was very, very difficult to record vocals because he's just not a
that great?
Good singer.
I don't...
I'm making air quotes. Singer.
That's why I said guitar.
He's not a great front man.
He's a great front man. He's got all the charisma.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And the way that they... The music that he did with Van Halen, very different than the music that Van Halen did with Sammy Hagar. And the music that David Lee Roth did solo was very different than the music that he did with Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than Yankee Rose, a lot of the other stuff was very different. Like he did the cover of California Girls and Just a Gigolo and that. But did you remember the song Damn Good?
Yeah.
You know, it's a kind of this kind of trippy, ballad kind of thing that he did that was just very different.
He wasn't much into doing the ballads. He was much into doing the party songs, and Eddie Van Halen was not interested in doing those sorts of songs, so that's eventually what the argument was and why he left Van Halen.
Right. I mean, I don't think that Sammy Hagar would have written a song like Running with the Devil.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great song.
Oh, that, of course. It's brilliant. I mean, in my opinion, Van Halen and one and Van Halen two. I mean, right. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, no. You know, fair warning. It's, you know, the you know, unappreciated Van Halen. You know, Eddie's playing is so, you know, and 5150. And but those two records right there reinvented rock, reinvented the electric guitar. I mean, they were just like everything.
Yeah, they were doing completely different what everyone else
was
doing.
They completely changed everything. You know, those when that came out, all of a sudden, you know, within two albums, every band in LA wanted to do something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, but they were very totally revolutionary. And it was with David Lee Roth. And Dave had that personality that really would shine through, even on the recording.
Yeah. He had. I saw Van Halen twice with David Lee Roth. I've never seen him with Hagar. But Roth, even still, was jumping around the stage. He commanded the stage. He has such charisma, and he absolutely is amazing as a frontman. You have to give him that. He's there. You notice him. He's doing his thing. Fantastic. And he's not that great of a singer even now, but he, like you said, it was different at the time, and people loved it, and they didn't care about that.
Yeah, and he. What he did vocally was really just fit really well with what the rest of the band was doing. It really kind of set them apart. I mean, one of the things that record labels, you know, it's a different world today, but in the era when the, you know, the record labels ruled things, one of the things that they really looked for was that voice. Mm-hmm. And was it unique? It had to be kind of different. It had to be kind of stand out. And I remember hearing Van Halen on the radio in that late 70s period and going like, this singer, like I at the time, you got to realize, you got to take it back to place and time. There was no MTV.
Mm-hmm.
There was no internet. There was no way you could just like pull up your smartphone and look up what the guy looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know if he was black. I didn't know if he was white. I didn't know if he was older. I didn't know if he was like a kid. Like I had no concept in my mind, because his voice, I was like, I remember sitting there listening, going like, who was making this sound? It's so, you know, there's this really heavy rock band, and there's this like different kind of I don't know what's the, like, even when he did something like Running with the Devil, there was a sort of like wink, elbow you kind of sarcastic humor to it.
Yeah, well, you know that's
mean?
Dave.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There was this sort of, like, fun thing about it. And, you know, that just was really, it just defined, it was the whole thing. You know, you have this band with that kind of singer who's very different, very unique, comes out, you know, the whole thing. Great frontman. You've got the guy who I believe arguably is the greatest guitarist in all of rock. You have this great rhythm section and amazing background vocals and great songwriting. Like, it's the perfect everything.
Like, perfect band.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
for the
I mean,
time being.
Exactly. I mean, it, you know, I love Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and Deep Purple. I love all those bands. But Van Halen reinvented all that and did it in their own way and did it amazingly. To this day, I bet you right now there's some kid in his room somewhere, probably several, maybe hundreds in their room, sitting there trying to figure out some Van Halen riff.
Good luck.
Yeah, they're just, you know. So, but I don't know how they're, how many singers say that they're influenced by David Lee Roth?
I've never actually
good
heard
question.
That.
Good question. So let's talk,
something to look
up. Let's tell a Sammy story.
Sammy Hagar. American rock vocalist.
Now, wait a minute. Now, David Lee Roth, other than a brief flirtation with maybe somehow being a part of Kiss, that's basically his first band.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because this is a little different here with Sammy. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sammy Hagar, American rock vocalist, songwriter, musician, and entrepreneur, came to prominence in the 70s with the hard rock band Montrose.
Hard rock candy.
Then launched his successful solo career. And also known for replacing David Lee Roth in Van Halen with commercial success. Inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with David Lee Roth as part of Van Halen. Founded the Cabo Wabo tequila brand and restaurant chain, as well as Sammy's Beach Bar Rum. He's currently the lead singer of Chicken Foot and The Circle, and also known as the Red Rocker. When he was in Montrose, he wrote his first song, Bad Motor Scooter. He had conflicts with Ronnie Montrose after a European tour and quit the band, started a solo career on Capitol Records, so prominent label. He felt that they weren't supporting him enough, so he went over to Geffen, another prominent label.
Yeah, so he was a big name artist.
Yeah, he was already
yeah, he was all very well established.
Yeah. Started the supergroup HSAS. Hagar, Sean, Aronson, and Shreve did a small Christmas tour benefit for local charities. And then 1985 is when he replaced Roth. And
what about some of his, before we get into that, what are some of his big, do you have a list maybe of some of his songs?
From which one, Montrose?
Shit, from, no. From like
his, I have the album names. For himself, it's 9 on a 10 scale, Sammy Hagar, Musical Chairs, Street Machine, Danger Zone, Standing Hampton. Well, one of my favorite song, it's also my theme song, is Heavy Metal. That's a solo song.
Yeah,
he
that's
does.
A solo
I Can't
song.
Drive 55 was a huge
Voice
song.
Of America. And there was I Can't Drive 55, mm-hmm. of course.
But Heavy Metal.
I like Three Lock Box, The Two Sides of Love. So he did, he was well established as an artist. Like, you know, him joining Van Halen is kind of like Joe Walsh joining the Eagles.
Yeah. He was already a thing.
Completely a thing. He was a total. He was already a thing. you know, but
I mean, he had 8 albums before he even joined Van Halen.
You get the call from somebody like Van Halen, you know. So talk a little bit about the Van Halen experience.
So 85, that's when he replaced Roth. Eddie Van Halen had super huge respect for Montrose, which is why he even considered it. And fans started calling Van Halen Van Hagar. People think that they changed the name, and it's like, no, fans are just calling them that. So, like, calm down.
calm down.
Internal disputes led to Hagar's decision to leave the band. Basically, what happened was Hagar and his wife were in Hawaii awaiting the delivery of his child. Eddie wanted him back in the studio. They came back to the States, and she did not get to have her child in Hawaii, basically, is what they wanted to happen. So, you know, it was sort of a wife-family thing, and he was eventually... He says he was fired. Eddie said he quit. So there's a little... We don't really know what happened, but...
The story that I heard that I heard Sammy Hagar say for years was that the band had 5 number one albums or whatever in a row, and he wanted to go back and do another album. And they were like, we want to do a greatest hits.
And they wanted him to record new stuff on it. That was part of it, yeah.
And he was like, we want to, you know, so he was like, you don't do a greatest hits album when you have number one, number one, number one, number one. You keep right. going. You really want to kind of, like, exhaust that. and, you know, but that always smacked of, like, a really flimsy reason.
Yeah.
You know.
There were reasons.
You're right. And you hear all this stuff.
And you don't really know because you're not them.
And you're not there. And they came back and left again.
Yeah.
And now they are less not on any kind of speaking terms.
No.
At all.
Not at all.
So we don't really know what was said. And we all know, everybody listening to us probably has a situation in their life where things got said that you can't take back.
Yeah.
And I suspect that in the heat of whatever was... Hey, Bobby, yes, thank you for liking the video. Guys, share it, please. in the heat of whatever was going on, things were said and feelings were really hurt and...
You can't take it back.
And that, you know, so yeah, stuff was said you can't take back.
But Sammy's super ambitious. He also had Sammy Hagar on the Wabaritas. Then in 2003, he did the reunion with Van Halen and did new tracks on the Best of Both Worlds. Again, problems with the tour and everything. So Eddie Van Halen relapsed into alcoholism. They completed the tour, and then Sammy's gone. But he also does Chickenfoot, which is a supergroup with Michael Anthony and Chad Smith and Joe Satriani. He does The Circle, which is another supergroup featuring Michael Anthony, Vic Johnson, Jason Bonham. And they do songs from Van Halen, Mantra, Zeppelin, and Chickenfoot. So he's super ambitious. He keeps going. He doesn't want to quit. He's still touring. He's like one of our fans, Billy Altman, said he is coming to Highmark Stadium in Pittsburgh. So he's doing that whole tour with The Circle. And I mean, this man's albums are like, he's just, the list goes on. Like, all the albums with everyone.
So. Okay, we're going to come back and compare and contrast the two approaches, the two Van, because I remember, because I was such a Van Halen fan, and I was just happy they were doing records, and I wasn't all that
concerned
about who was singing, because they did get a great singer. You know, it's not like
established.
It's not like they got some schmo who didn't know how to sing or like didn't know what he was doing. I mean, this guy is a veteran. Like, he's as much. If you could pick anybody, you know, you'd pick, you know, of a wildly established, wildly successful band, you'd want somebody of that caliber, of that ilk.
Yeah,
I think. But we're going to come back and compare and contrast, because all these years later and all the stuff that's happened, I think that, like, we all have a lot more perspective on it. At the time, I will admit I didn't. So we're going to come back and share some of that stuff. We're going to do a little compare and contrasting. And I have a very, and I can't believe you didn't bring this up, I have a very interesting, there's a very interesting footnote to this whole story.
Oh,
that has
maybe
come
I don't
out
know.
Recently that... It is like, okay, brain explodes. But this is a band from Pittsburgh that I really think is just so cool. This is Chip and the Charge Ups. It's a track called Front Row on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Wanna know why I'm so charged up? My favorite band's rolling in the town. Filthy pennies and crunched up dollars. Bought this ticket, time to get unwound. If music's your reason to be, makes you feel so wild and free. Grab your boots and get ready to hang with me.
Bye.
All right, Chip and the Charge Up. Sorry, that was not as long as the last song. And Lily and I were talking about shoes and got distracted there. So apologize, guys, for that. Let me give you guys some of the lowdown on Chip and the Charge Ups. Chip and the Charge Ups are at Chip and the... The chargeups.com is a website for Chip and the Charge Ups. Check them out. Great Pittsburgh band.
Opening for Nita Strauss.
Oh, cool.
At the Hard Rock.
Chip Demonic.
Yes.
And I liked his other band.
Yeah, his daughter is the bass player, Melina.
Cool. So, anywho's, we are talking about Van Halen. With David Lee Roth. Now, we are getting into the compare and contrast portion of the program. So we're talking about Van Halen with Sammy Hagar, Van Halen with David Lee Roth. And we're trying to get to the answer of, like, really, what Van Halen did fans ultimately prefer? So, let's do a little, before we can get into all that, let's do a little compare and contrast.
Okay.
So, what is the difference between the Van Halens, the two Van Halens? We're not talking about Gary Cherone.
He's not in the equation. We ain't playing that game.
We're not getting into that. That's like we're just sort of pretending for the sake of
that didn't happen. Okay. Well, Van Halen with David, as far as music went, was harder. Was more. Sex, drugs, rock and roll kind of music, kind of pre-glam metal, I would say. It's probably that I'm sure Van Halen was an influence for a lot of those sort of bands. But they talked about partying, they talked about having a good time, or sang, excuse me, about having a good time, and very, very, very few ballads. Very few. It was talking about, like, I don't know, it was just harder. Just harder with
I think the David. Closest thing that they did to a ballad with David Lee Roth was like, what? I ain't talking about love.
Yeah, and that's like that. Obviously, it wasn't about, like, it wasn't promoting love in any
well,
sense.
Well, you know, you could say, look at it this way. Like, I heard there's a, you could see it on YouTube. Joe Rogan had David Lee Roth on recently, and David Lee Roth did his own compare and contrast. He's like,
of course he did.
He says, I would sing a song like, Ain't Talking About Love, and Sammy Hagar would sing a song, Why Can't This Be Love?
Right. Yeah, I was like, on that side of it, Sammy Hagar sang a lot of songs about love. And they rocked, too. I mean, sure, they're love songs, but they still rocked hard. I still love them. I think they're a little more poppy, probably, on that side of the spectrum, I would say, than hard rock. But they still sounded great. As far as being a front man, David Lee Roth definitely was, like we said before, an amazing front man. He had all the charisma in the world. Dressed fun. He was super hot. I'm sure all the girls liked him with his long blonde hair and very slender.
Not that you like that kind of thing at all, Lily.
Actually, that wasn't my thing. I don't like long blonde hair. I like long dark hair.
Nikki Six.
Yes, as we all know.
I would say that Van Halen's music with David Lee Roth was more raw and more straight up rock. You know,
just
not
rock.
not a lot of chord changes, things like that. When they got with Sammy, the songwriting evolved to songs that had way more going on harmonically, much more depth musically. Obviously, different lyrics. We already touched on that, but you know, with that. Comes, I think it autumn at that time. Let me. You got to put this in time and space. Music today is pop music, like the top 40 Billboard kind of music today is completely different. But at that time, if you started to do stuff that had like a little, you know, more chord changes, more melodicism and stuff like that, it automatically started to swing you more onto the pop side of things. There really weren't a lot of bands that were doing stuff like that would still could somehow keep it really hard rocking. That's kind of a fine line to walk. I think Van Halen did one of the best bands to keep it rocking as much as they could and still do that. But I mean, they have tons of really heavy rock tunes with Sammy, like Black and Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that's a total balls out rock tune. That's heavy as F, you know. But yes, they were definitely on the track. And I think here's the way I see it. As a musician, Eddie is an amazing musician. And I think that as writing partners go with Sammy Hagar, I think they went through a long period where they were really kindred spirits, because I think that Eddie was looking to progress. I think he was looking to do something a little deeper musically, looking to take it in a little different direction. You guys have to understand, not every band can be AC/DC.
And just do the same thing over and over. It works for them.
It works for them. But a lot of bands, you can't.
You have to progress.
You have to progress. And as much as everybody bitches about Metallica, and I want to turn this into Metallica, but Metallica would not be the famous band that they are today
if they didn't.
If they did not progress and do different songs, bring in different sounds and experiment a little bit, do some records that people hate saying anger. And you know, that's what musicians do. You guys that like get all bitchy about it, you just don't get it. You're not a musician. John Fox, I know you prefer, he's a fan of ours. I know you prefer David Lee Roth, but I think that even you can see, you know, the argument for why Eddie would be attracted to working with somebody like Sammy, who brings that to the table. That was missing from Van Halen. They didn't have that. I mean, you could make the argument that their first real pop record is 1984,
mm-hmm.
and that's the last record with David Lee Roth.
Yep.
And the songs on that record, there's more keyboard oriented songs like I'll Wait and Jump, but there's also one of their most iconic rock guitar songs, and that's Hot for Teacher. Big
great
giant video. That may have even won MTV's video of the year.
It probably did. They did a lot of cheesy videos with,
yeah, you know, and that rock was a super fun video. And the song starts with a freaking drum solo.
Mm-hmm.
How much more rock and roll can you get than that? I think that it's just, as a musician, there is a desire to kind of go, you know, it does. Yes, the fans love it and they want you to do the same thing, but do they really?
As a musician, though, aren't you going to get bored?
Well, you're going to get bored, but the thing is, but do the fans really? They say they do.
They want to be.
There aren't very many bands that
they're staying in a rut. They're staying safe.
There aren't many bands. I mean, the Police changed their sound almost every album. U2 has reinvented themselves several times.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that...
The problem with people is they don't like change.
No, people
that's,
don't...
That's
people,
the problem.
People don't like change.
But then when they hear it, they can get used to it, and then they don't want it changed again. It's just like a thing. Don't move my cheese.
Right. Well, you know, there's an element of the human condition that everybody wants that sameness, because when you're looking for that, it's like security. It's like secure. It's like, I know when I pick up the new AC/DC album, I know what I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's also an element in all of us that wants surprise. So we're always looking for that balance, that sort of like, give me something I know, but take me in a little, I'll let you take me in a little different direction. So some people, though, I know, like, you know, some of the people that weighed in on the poll today, just that was too much of a shift for them. They did not like that. They wanted to remain with David Lee Roth, etc. Sammy's music is more melodic, like we said, you know, and just by that fact, it becomes more radio pop
friendly.
And they really launched into the big videos and the big pop hits with Sammy Hagar. You know, Sammy Hagar kind of did, this is a somewhat of a comparison, kind of did for Van Halen what Jonathan Cain did for Journey.
Okay.
You know, he kind of like, you know, progressed them enough so they could get like, you know, be like kind of a mega hit producing, you know, act.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those of us that were, a lot of people were hardcore rockers, just like the people that were pissed about Metallica doing the Black Album. I feel like it's the same kind of mentality. What do you think?
Hi, Jim. Yeah, I would say so. I mean, like we said, they don't want it to change. And I get it. The hard rock sounded great, but Eddie Van Halen was getting bored. Time to move on. Let's try something else. And
I mean, they did a lot of different kinds of music with Sammy Hagar. I mean, you listen to something like Finish What You Started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can knock on Sammy for being like too lovey-dovey, but you think of Finish What You Started, you know what that's, I mean, you really, you know, what's the song about? Right?
Yeah.
You know.
I like a lot of the songs by Sammy.
Yeah.
Can't Stop Loving You. Yeah, I know. I like it still. I don't care.
Yeah, that is a song. Well, you know, the Van Halen is not, I mean, did have pop songs before Sammy Hagar. Some of them were like their covers of Dancing in the Streets.
Yeah.
And, but do you remember a song
Pretty
called
Woman.
Pretty Woman? Do you remember a song called Dance the Night Away?
Yes.
That's a killer pop tune.
It's great.
It's just a straight up fun.
You can dance to that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's a super fun pop tune.
Mm-hmm.
No guitar solo.
Because it makes you want to go like this.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite Van Halen tunes. But so the just different kind of approaches. I think, too, we need to compare and contrast in the sense that Sammy is a guitar player. And
he
like
was
had musician. A career as a singer, songwriter, guitar player
prior.
Yeah, for like, would you say nine
several
albums?
Years? Yeah. Yeah, there was like.
So he was no. He's different. This is Van Halen is David Lee Roth's first band.
Mm-hmm.
Different, totally different circumstances, different things. Now I'm going to go ahead. I was going to save this for the end, but I'm going to go ahead and pull this out.
Okay.
And I believe his name was Noel. He just released a book last year about Van Halen. He's a former manager. And here's what he says, and Ted Templeman has confirmed this. When Van Halen was getting ready to record, Ted Templeman brought them in and said, I'd like you guys to consider working with this guy. He just left the band Montrose, and he's looking for something. He's looking for a new band. His name's Sammy Hagar. So Sammy Hagar was considered briefly in the very beginning, before they ever recorded a note with David Lee Roth, was considered, Ted Templeman was really pushing to have Sammy in the band because he had recorded Sammy and he knew that Sammy was going to walk in there and just nail everything vocally, like boom, 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 it's going to be done.
Plus he's a musician.
But they loved Dave's personality and the way he could run the crowd and his looks. And
commercially, that was,
and it worked for them for a long time. The other thing happened, guys, is music changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything, things, we left the 70s. There weren't a lot of bands that could go out of the 70s and come into the 80s and still go. That a lot of bands that were huge, like I'll give you, I mentioned this before, the band Kansas, huge 70s band, but man, they just could not.
38 Special.
Live bands could not really cut it in the 80s.
Nope.
Maybe for a minute in the very early 80s when we still didn't know what the 80s were going to be. There was that like transitionary period, 80, yeah. 81, maybe 82. But really, by 82 or so, you know, the sound had completely changed. MTV was big. People were like, you know, it looked different. It sounded different. And a lot of those bands couldn't cut it. And
we started basing things on looks.
Yeah. And, I think that if you look at Van Halen, I think that they become really in, you know, a big 80s band, much bigger with Sammy Hagar. They become that iconic, you know, just freaking ruled. The monsters of rock. Stadiums. They went around playing stadiums. Headlining stadium shows. You know, the sound had changed, everything, and I, you know, the music had changed and they progressed and they wanted to do it. But Sammy Hagar brings something a little bit different than David Lee Roth. A, he brings a lot of experience. B, he brings tons of songs. He brings other material that they can do for fun. Because when they toured, they did I Can't Drive 55.
Mm-hmm.
That was a song that they did. You know,
plus yeah, well, Sammy didn't want a whole lot of the earlier catalog.
No, he didn't do a whole lot, but they did do, because
the big ones.
Fans liked it. You know, they were, and I think that Eddie was completely content to play that music as well. Of course, Sammy brings the guitar,
mm-hmm.
which Dave didn't really do. Yes, he played acoustic on Ice Cream Man.
He played guitar.
but. He brings so it's a different animal,
mm-hmm.
And it's going to be different. It's going to sound different. It's going to be different music. You just have to accept that. We're going to come back and kind of get into what you guys said about it. And kind of try to come to some kind of consensus here. Sammy or Dave. We're really bad at that here because we want to make it. We like everybody. We want to get along with everybody. But we're going to come.
Here's the thing. We also only have two of us today, too. Yeah. Normally we have three to round it out.
So we're going to kind of we're going to take heavily into consideration what you guys said about it. OK, this is Lou Lombardi Strangelove Jesus Talk. We'll be right back.
A stranger I have been to the man I thought I knew, and all these old lost friends. Dirty streets, rugged lights with burned out basement chairs. It's not the place that I call home, it's just the place that I know well. Bloody knees, stained the floor on the church on Haunted Hill. While specters of my past never tell the truth they fear. And in my time of dying, led to the gallows pole. She kissed my lips and spoke those magic words that made me whole. Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus.
Talk to Jesus.
Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus.
Talk to Jesus.
Late night on the road from the house of broken dreams. Well, I met that boy 12 from the Valley of the Kings.
Strangelove, guys. And if you want to know more about that or get some info on that, go to LouLombardiMusic.com. So we're going to talk about this because we had a very lively discussion on Facebook about this, actually just today. So let's get into a little bit about, we had 46 comments.
Not bad. For today's posting.
So we've got on the side, well, I don't know. I'm just going to go run them down. I'm going to
do it.
I may not read your comments word for word. So
he's going to paraphrase.
I'm going to do my best to paraphrase. Billy Altman just says, Sam. Lily V6, oh my God, that photo of Dave.
Sorry. That's...
Barb Helizuski, Sammy, no doubt. Brady Novotny, you know, Dave grew up on Dave, but Sam took him to new heights. Sammy's saying more positive about relationships. Dave's saying more about the negative side of things, but he doesn't really give nice sidestep, Brady. Shame on you. Jason Ortman, read Sammy's book. Got nothing but the utmost respect for Sammy. definitely way more talented as an individual than Dave. He writes, sings, plays guitar. He's a pretty good singer in his day, but that's about it. His ego got. Patrick Norman. Patrick, were you in what's the Pittsburgh band? Major
Rusty Root.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay. Him. Yeah, I know who you are.
He's in the Borsal Boys now.
I like the band. You were in a band I liked called Too Tall Jones. Anyways, Sammy's incredible, talented, but Dave is iconic. Dave, hands down. That's a really good argument. That, you know, who started the thing? Who kind of like is the iconic? I mean, there's a lot of great people with who are really good singers. I mean, there's tons. Watch the finals on, well, that I do. But if you watch the finals on like something like American Idol or The Voice, I mean, there's tons of people with really, really good voices. That's not. So, you know, we got to talk a little bit what makes something great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being iconic is really, really important. Seriously, these people are nuts. I don't know, Josh.
We don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Jason Pinkney, Dave was more fun. Sam was just better. Angelo says, better. This ain't the Olympics. Brian Cole, being a vocalist, I have to go with Sammy. Ori John Long, Dave looks like Barney Fife. LOL. Yeah, mm-hmm. He does now, huh?
He does.
Jeff Mazzei. Dave was the early sound of Van Halen, but they made more money with Sammy, and he is still able to sing. The last Van Halen tour the past few years was a joke. Dave can't sing. Stephen Geyer, Dave, no contest. Billy Altman, I'm also going to see Sammy Hagar. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Billy. I'm glad you're going to go see Sammy. Khalif D. Williams, Sammy was and is great, but Dave was the voice of Van Halen. Tim Moore, David, Tony Cabos. Hard to say, such different styles. I heard Sammy on Howard Stern recently. His voice still sounds great. I think Dave is a great performer. I love the party anthem.
No, you have to make a choice.
They're both, no, got to pick one. Kevin Foster Wilicki, DLR, no brainer. Scott Berry, Dave, hands down. Mike Reed, the Red Rocker, hands down. Okay. Greg Living Good. I like your name, Living Good. I want to be Living Good. Diamond Dave. I like Sammy too. You said Diamond Dave. You only get one vote. Cody Newcomb.
No, I stop vote. That.
Cody, shame on you. Fran and I worked in a music store together many years ago. And we had this conversation over and over and over. And I understand when he says I have no interest in ever being in this conversation again. I totally feel you, bro. John Fox, our bro. John, we love you. He says, Dave. Jerry Grease says, Sammy. Jerry Grease also says, I prefer a songwriting style, way more musicality. That is a musician. That's a guy. Jared is a like a schooled musician, like understands music theory and everything. And I get why somebody with that type of would prefer Sammy Hagar. Makes total sense. I totally get where you're coming from. David Klimo, original Van Halen, had me hooked from the beginning. John Norman says, Nazer says, Sammy. John Bashaw, the Red Rocker, so that's a Sammy. Lenny Collini, I haven't seen you in a while, buddy. Lenny's a good singer in his own right, good songwriter. Two different styles, two different areas of the band. Sure, Sammy can sing his ass off, but they've always brought the rock and roll. Very good at it. Lenny, you don't get a toss up. Greg Frischtick, Gary Cherone.
That is not a choice.
Greg, you win.
That's no, it. You no, won. Greg, stop it. You're fired.
A vote for Gary Cherone is a vote for David Lee Roth. Tom Johnson, it didn't really matter. Van Halen only liked each other and hated everyone else who was in the band. I like both singers.
No. Fired.
Angela says, do we even have to?
He's picking Dave.
Yeah, of course. Angela's going to be a Dave guy, I can tell. Greg Frischtick, in all seriousness, Van Halen 3 is a very underrated. Okay, we're not talking about Van Halen 3. Love you, Greg. We'll do another show on that. Yeah. James Hamill says, Roth and Egger shit start their own band. You know, they toured together.
They did that.
And it was a complete cluster.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't work. And Sammy said that he wanted them to come out and do a couple songs together. And I guess it's some show that Kid Rock was there. And he went backstage and he was bitching because he was like, come on. This is a no-brainer. You guys should sing together.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work.
Just those, yeah. Donnie Iozzo. I had known and seen Sammy solo several times in small intimate clubs on 77.9. Bands, it's a big band, Motor Scooter, but saw Van Halen up and close and they opened Black Sabbath and was completely blown away. Changed my life forever. Dave was the epitome of the rush. So we're going to go with Dave with John. So John Norman, okay, he already talked. Darren Bentley, there is no Van Halen without Dave.
Mm.
Jerry Romeo, I liked them both for a period. Saw the Sam and Dave tour.
Hey, Jerry.
They both nailed it. Isaac Otwell, they were different bands. Both are great. No.
All right, Isaac, you
say that, Isaac. Donald Minder, Dave was 30% Van Halen. Good way of putting it. Billy Altman. Okay, so Sammy. Okay, so all right. And I guess some people are still commenting. All right. So, in your mind, after all that and everything, everybody's talking, do you want to give any shout outs to anybody who's watching right now before we.
Yeah. Let's give shout outs to Mike J. Steelman, Jared Grease, Amy Pittsburgh, Michelle Miller, Jim Horosky, Tracy Sampson, Bob Mersing, John Fox, Billy Altman, Bill Damiano. Who else is watching? Vinny Belfior, Jeff Lantry, Micah Martin, Mickey Hernandez, who says hi. Bobby Lamond, Elizabeth, and I'm going to say your name wrong, I'm sorry, Elizabeth Najjar, Bob Piercy. That's all I got.
Guys, I think, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's David Lee Roth. I'm just saying because I'm looking at, I mean, we're going to go, this is what the fans want. And look at all the people who commented. And it's definitely, I mean, Sammy has his supporters, but it's definitely David Lee Roth for everybody.
That is not true.
But so you prefer Sammy Hagar?
Of course I do.
I mean, Lily prefer, but I think the fans are saying.
As according to the fans, yes. David wins because he is Van Halen, other than, you know, Eddie Van Halen. He is the front man of Van Halen. However, I prefer Sammy as a personal choice.
Now, here's what I wanted to touch on before we go, mm-hmm. before we wrap up for today. There's the Van Halen in your mind. Okay. And then there is reality. I don't know if in 2019?
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to be the same with David Lee Roth. In fact, my brother, Kevin, who used to host this podcast with me, has seen both Van Halens many times. And he says that Dave was always sort of like they had a and the other guys in the band have said this before. They had always had a hard time getting him to actually sing the songs. He kind of wants to half talk the song and do a lot of kind of, you know, and some fans don't like that. They want, you know. So I think that there's the idealized version that we have of David Lee Roth from TV, from music videos, and from the albums, that is a kind of idealized version of him.
He's not like that.
Yeah, he's not really that kind of singer, and he actually hasn't been, actually never really was. Eddie Trunk did a really good show, a good segment on this a few weeks ago. You guys can go back and look it up, where he talked about the Van Halen biography. And it was always an issue, was, you know, when they got in the studio, everything to get him to really nail those vocals. It was take after take after take after take after take. Whereas Sammy came in and it was done.
talent was there.
And yeah, and I, you know, it is, and to echo what a lot of the fans say, it is kind of two different bands. There was this band that broke in the late 70s. It completely changed everything. And then there was this band that had some of those same guys that had big pop hits in the 80s, right? We could probably put it that way.
We can do that.
We could probably put it that way. But I think, hands down, I think people kind of always go back to that David Lee Roth because they think there's this fantasy in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it was something that I'm not sure that it was as much or as often as, you know. So anyway, so that's it. The fans say Dave, and I'm that's fine, eh? You know,
I'm not agreeing, but
that's okay.
That's fine.
Lily is not a fan. Lily works here.
Wow.
So
where's your checkbook? You write me a check.
I write, pay you in beer. Have another one. Have two or three more.
Oh my God, I'll die.
Please. So Lily, why don't you go ahead and tell the kids at home, what's going on? You got some stuff.
Yes.
Stuff coming up.
First, okay. My show is on Thursdays, Hot Licks with Lily Six on Rock Ridge Radio. Free app, download it or go to the website rockridgeradio.com. Friday, I will be in Rochester, New York, seeing Loverboy. And Saturday, I will be in Rochester, New York, seeing Joey Belladonna's Chief's Big Way. Yes, Joey Belladonna. That Joey Belladonna from Anthrax.
Well, I thought wasn't he the guy that got Religion? No, that's another guy.
I don't think that's the guy.
They have Dan Spitz.
Yeah.
Dan Spitz is the guy.
So Joey Belladonna, I will be seeing him. I think he's at the casino. I don't remember. Maybe he's playing there. I don't remember. We're going to see him. And I think that's all I got as far as shows for the next week. Let me just double check here in my little book of fun. Oh, I'm seeing Adelita's Way Wednesday at the Craft House. And Combi Christ Thursday at the Craft House. Ooh, Monday, Uli Roth from Scorpions as well at Jurgles.
Whoa.
So I got a lot of things going on.
What does he got? Has he got like an instrumental thing
or
something? Okay.
It's going to be pretty cool. So I'm going to go live for all of these things at Rock Ridge Radio Facebook page.
All right, guys. You've been listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Thanks for everybody for chiming in, because this is really about what you guys think. Trying to get some kind of answer about this thing. And, you know, I it's kind of what I suspected. But I'm really glad that you guys talked about it. You know, we worked it out. I hope everybody's still friends afterwards.
I haven't killed you yet.
Oh,
so
that's
I guess
good.
We're good.
We are going to be heading over and have a little chit-chat over in our private group. If you would like to participate in that, if you'd like to hang out with some other cool people that, like, really love great guitar-driven rock, you want to go to LouLombardiRocks.com. That's LouLombardiRocks.com. You'll get immediate entry. There's a little thing you click and you go right in. We don't even need your email address. Jump over there. We're going to be telling some really dirty jokes. And we're going to be talking possibly, try to come up with something that maybe we can talk about on next week's show. I don't know if the Hawk is out there. He may chime in as well. Guys,
yes.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. Real quick before we boogie on out of here, the bands we had were Aftershock, Chip and the Charge Ups, Lou Lombardi, Strangelove, and we're going to end with Darkness on the Radio. Aftershock is aftershock.com. Remember, no C in shock. Chip and the Charge Ups are the Charge Ups. .com. You can go to LouLombardiMusic.com as well. And we're going to rock out with Darkness on the Radio. And this is a rockpage.net/darkness-on-the-radio.
That's a lot of things.
There's a whole lot of things going on there. So anyways, guys, thanks so much for hanging out. Darkness on the Radio. Judas, take the wheel on the way out. You guys have a great one. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.